This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we thank you for listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We are going to reset our questions for the last 24 and a half minutes of the program. I'll go first. How about that, guys?
Okay.
So, and if you can get the answer to this particular question without looking it up, if you want to look it up, that's fine. But if you can do that just on your own recall or knowledge, then we will reward you with an AFR ball cap. And the question, we'll send it to you. So the question is, Jesus is the most mentioned name in the Bible. What are the next two most mentioned characters in the Bible? Everybody got that?
Got it, sir.
And number two is, who is widely considered the greatest inventor of all time? And I will just say this. This person has lived in the last 200 years. Within the last 200 years. So this person is widely considered the greatest inventor of all time.
Right.
But I'll just say this person lived in the last 200 years. Okay?
Got it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here are my two. I have two remaining questions. Name three out of the top five ice cream flavors in America. And then this question. The five rings on the Olympic flag are interlaced. Is that true or false? That's what I've got remaining.
What I have is true or false. The flamingo was the original mascot for Trix cereal and was replaced by a rabbit in 1967. Is that true or false? Second question, squab is a name given to what kind of baby birds? Squab is the name for what kind of baby birds? Third question, Attila the Hun was the leader of which ancient empire? Attila the Hun was the leader of which ancient empire? And it's a very tacky thing to call your mother-in-law behind her back. I want to just throw that out
there. Right in front of her or to her face.
Well, yeah, just that's tacky. Don't do that.
All right, so let's go to Alabama. And Evelyn is on the line. Evelyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, yes. I would like to do the ice cream, try the ice cream.
Okay.
Actually, we all would, Evelyn.
I'd like to try any flavor, but here's the question, Evelyn. Name three out of the top five ice cream flavors in America.
I would say vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Nicely done.
Evelyn, if you can name the next two.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go.
And I'm going to give you three shots at it.
And there's going to be a cherry on top.
Wait a minute. You're giving her three shots?
I'm giving her three guesses to get the next two.
All right.
And what's she going to get?
You'll get... That's a good point. I'm going to give you, we'll send you a hat.
With sprinkles.
With a hat.
And a cherry on top.
With sprinkles.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say butter pecan.
Okay, that is correct.
Really? Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Yep.
A lot of pressure now.
I need one more, right?
That's correct. You get two chances.
A cherry.
That is not correct. Now the pressure's on.
Take a deep breath.
Hey, I don't even know, Evelyn. I don't know the answer to this. I haven't looked at Ed's questions, and I know I'm inserting myself into something that's not my business.
It's okay.
I know I am.
It's
Evelyn.
Not that serious.
Evelyn,
but go ahead, sir.
Evelyn, I'm just throwing this out there for you to consider, okay? Okay. Cookies and cream. That's pretty popular.
Now,
right
are
there.
You going down if you cause her to lose?
That's
her
what
cat?
I'm saying. No, I'm just I'm giving her a possible option to consider after cherry mist.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you got a chance to win the $10,000 and all these game show people are screaming at you their answer.
That's right.
That's okay. I'll just accept the first three.
Okay.
You don't want to take a chance for the hat?
Just throw something out there. You can't lose. Nothing to lose, Evelyn. Just throw another flavor.
I got the four, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's the
she
answer
wants to
then?
Quit on top. Right.
Okay, you want to quit while you're ahead. Well, I understand that. So Tim was halfway there. It was cookie dough. And if you had said cookies and cream, I was going to give it to you because you had half the answer right. So you know what, Evelyn? I'm just going to give it to you.
Oh, are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Because you got the top four. Butter pecan.
She knows her ice cream.
Yeah.
So butter pecan is number four, huh?
It is number four, and it's changed. It changes year to year. Usually vanilla, chocolate, strawberry are the top three, and then underneath those next two change. But you did get the top four, and you got butter pecan really without much trouble. So when we're done, Evelyn, stay on the line, and I'll put you on hold. I mean, you don't have to have the hat. I don't want to force it on you. Do you want the?
No, I don't need a hat.
Okay,
that's a man hat, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening.
Evelyn, what is a man?
she's not a biologist.
In today's world.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Evelyn, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we let you go?
No, I don't. I'm just enjoying the program.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you,
Evelyn.
Evelyn, I'm just going to say I hope the Lord blesses you with something else today to replace the hat.
That's right.
Because it is kind of a guy's thing. So good on you. Well done. You got the top four. All right, we're going back to Texas, boys, and Tyler is on the line. Tyler from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, sir. Do you want to ask, answer,
Thank you,
or
Tyler.
Do both?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
All right, so the one about the most well-known adventure.
Okay, Tyler, the question is, and this person has lived within the last 200 years, but this person is widely considered the greatest inventor of all time. What is this individual's name?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
Excellent.
I don't even think it's close. Honestly, this guy, like, after he came out of the birth canal, he did file for a patent on something. How did you know the answer to this, Thomas?
Well, for the validation of it, like, I actually watched a movie about Thomas Edison and Tesla and their competition of their inventions and stuff, and Thomas Edison just took off, and then when it came to him blowing up was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was when they started laying, doing electrical wires instead of Tesla's invention because they could incorporate money into it.
Okay, I don't know a lot about this, but Tesla, the name you keep mentioning, is the last name of a European inventor, right?
Yes.
Okay, and of course is the name of the automobile today that Elon Musk is famous for.
Right. And Tesla was way ahead of his time in terms of, you know, electromagnetic energy and all those kinds of things. And I know you said 200 years. Leonardo da Vinci, people don't realize he invented, this sounds like a stretch, helicopter,
right?
All kinds of things.
Submarine,
and was an amazing, incredible artist that you know, sculptor, artist, but he had a lot of inventions.
And let me just say this, the inventions of Leonardo da Vinci, like the submarine, Italians would have been so far ahead militarily.
Come on.
If they had followed Leonardo da Vinci and invented the submarine, but Italians put screen doors on their submarines, and that just ruined the whole thing.
Sunk the whole project.
Yeah, sunk the whole project.
Hey, and then I'm going to hush after this. Poor Richard's Almanac, help me out.
Ben Franklin.
Franklin invented flippers, modern-day flippers for swimmers. He invented the bifocals and all those kinds of things. He was an inventor in his own right.
All right, so you're right. Thomas Edison is widely considered the greatest inventor of all time. That is the correct answer. He lived from 1847 to 1931 and had over 1,000 patents.
Wow. And his middle name was Alva. Thomas Alva Edison.
Right.
All right, go ahead, Tyler.
All right. So I will let y'all pick between rather a fun fact about Texas or a fun fact about a platypus.
Boy, you know, I
yep.
I wrote my research paper in college was on the platypus.
So that's so you're really going to have to recuse yourself.
Yeah,
that's
it was my
conflict of interest.
It was my doctoral thesis, and so I feel like I got an unfair advantage.
That is, okay. Yeah. So you better go with Texas. I better go with, because he's going to know all the, you know.
Go ahead. The Texas question.
All right. So, what is Washington County known for? And especially Brenham, Texas.
Nice going, guys.
Well, are you going to try the platypus, Ed?
I'm going to try the platypus.
Let's go platypus.
After this, you guys go ahead and answer your Texas question.
All right, your question is about what county?
Washington.
Washington County.
What is Washington County known for?
Okay, and you said that's where Brenham, Texas is?
Yes.
I hope this open some kind of space portal, but they have more platypi in that county than they do anywhere. So
platypi,
you've got a collision of the platypus.
You know the plural for platypus?
And
wow.
The Washington County, Texas, they got more platypi right there in that county than they do anywhere in the continental USA.
Hey, let me just say.
Give us some kind of hint here, Tyler, if you can't.
Well, Ed might be on.
Oh, Ed knows
the hint. All right, don't say anything, Tyler. Didn't George Washington go there? I think that's why they named it Washington County.
I don't know.
But that's probably wrong. Tyler, give
me like
a
dentist appointment or something to get his teeth tightened up, his wooden teeth?
I think it was some kind of military thing. Give us a hint.
So I'm going with Ed.
I want a hint.
Let's exclude Brenham, Texas, and just stick with Washington County. It's very detrimental to the state of Texas.
All right, so then I was way off.
All right, give us a hint.
I think that was the hint.
Oh, was that it?
I don't think George Washington ever go to Texas.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to answer the question about platypus. So,
all right, but Tyler, what's the answer about take?
I'll tell you what, Tyler. I'll tell you what, Tyler. Let's just pull an audible right here. my dear brother and friend, Ed, he wants a platypus question really, really bad.
He's up on his high platypus.
We don't know the answer. You can give us the answer about Washington County, and then we're going to switch over and ask a platypus question. And we're going to all look at Ed.
Yes. And we're going to be thinking about Proverbs.
So go ahead. What's Washington County? Go ahead.
Washington County is the birthplace of Texas.
The birthplace of Texas.
Did not know that.
And Brenham holds the county seat known for Washington County, and also it is the home of Bluebell Ice Cream.
Okay.
You tell me, isn't that near College Station?
Yes, it's about like an hour away, about 50 minutes. Yeah.
Why is that detrimental to Texas?
The birthplace, it's because it's Washington on the Brazos is where Texas got its independence.
Oh, okay. All right, hey.
That's where.
All right, bring on the platypus question, Tyler.
Bring the platypus question.
Come on.
What substance does a platypus sweat?
Go ahead.
What substance does a platypus sweat?
Wait, hold on. We need a radios about word pictures. Here Ed comes out of the bullpen. And he is coming to the mound, and the bases are loaded, and
I'm going to throw a wild pitch.
No, you're gonna send it right down the middle. That's why we called you out here.
All right,
I'm going to say pine saw.
It sweats pine saw.
You got a better answer?
I'm going to say milk.
Hey, you may have something there.
I'm going to say milk.
Yeah, I'm going with Ed.
That is correct.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, way to go, Ed.
You need to buy his lunch.
Sweating
one
milk.
Day next week.
Man, I was sweating milk.
That's how hot it was in Mississippi.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling.
That was fun, Tyler.
Little Texas history there, and we go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Georgia. We haven't been to Georgia so far today, and Nick is on the line. Nick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Having too much fun than should be legally required, Nick.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, laughter's good medicine.
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try to answer the Bible question about the two second most mentioned names.
Okay. All right, Nick, here's the question. And if you get it and you didn't look it up, if you just know it, then we're going to send you an AFR ball cap. But here's the question. In the Bible, Jesus is the most mentioned name by far. But then the two other names, number two and number three of the most mentioned names in the Bible, who are they?
I'm going to say David and Moses.
You are correct.
Wow. Nicely done.
I was going to guess Moses and Abraham, but David, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you know that without looking it up?
No, sir. I did look it up.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Now, is David number two?
Yeah. Okay. Jesus is mentioned 1,281 times. And then second is David. David is mentioned 971 times. And then Moses is third, 803 times, and there's nobody close after that. I mean, nobody close to those two, David and Moses.
Oh.
You got, just real quick, after David and Moses, though, you go down to 300, from 800 to 300, Jacob, Saul, Aaron, Abraham. Abraham was mentioned 294 times, and then Abram.
Oh, okay.
The same person 57 times. Anyway, little interesting thing there about the scripture
question.
So there you go. Way to go. Good answer. That's right. It's Jesus, David, and then Moses.
All right, Nick, what's your question for us?
I have a really quick question. Are y'all going to make any more t-shirts? The AFR Learning University.
We keep threatening to do that.
We'll probably do that within the next 6 months, Nick.
Okay.
So yeah. So you
and I might.
Go ahead.
Nah,
I'm done.
Okay. My question for y'all is, I've called in one time before and made y'all guess what city I was from, which is Sylvester. Now, 27 miles to the west is a town called Albany. And what famous singer is from Albany, Georgia?
There's probably more than one. I'm going to guess
Tim's
Alan,
the only one who's going to have a chance at this.
Alan Jackson is from Georgia.
Okay.
I know that. Of course, there are a lot of good country singers from Georgia, but is it can you tell us what genre of music?
I would say R&B. Older,
So Alan Jackson's R&B. Not right, but just forget I even said that. But he is from Georgia somewhere, Noonan or somewhere. R&B singer, can you give us maybe a decade or the era?
I can give you a movie reference. He was in the movie The Blues Brothers.
Hmm.
Well, that was John Belushi, wasn't it? But he wasn't from.
He wasn't a famous singer, though, was he?
Dan Aykroyd?
I don't think either of those guys, there certainly weren't rhythm and
but
blues.
But am I thinking about the right movie? Blues Brothers?
Well, it's Blues Brothers, so maybe it was somebody that had a cameo.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know.
What's the answer?
Ray Charles.
Oh. Ray Charles was from Albany, Georgia.
Really?
I'm not sure I've ever even seen the movie.
Yes, sir.
Blues Brothers.
So what's the connection to the movie Blues Brothers?
He was the owner in the music store when they went in to get the band back together.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Ray Charles. Yeah, he's an American music icon.
You know,
I don't know. When did he pass?
That's got to be a while. Maybe the 90s.
Sure about that.
Well, he was in that We Are the World video back in the 80s. I mean, he was older then.
Yeah.
Ray Charles. Anyway, all right. Good. Way to go, Nick. Good answer. You got the answer right on the Bible. Names in the Bible. Appreciate you. Next up, Ed.
All right. Let's go to North Carolina, and Kat is on the line. Kat, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, I think.
Thank you for calling.
Well, barely.
Yes. Well, good to hear from you there in North Carolina. Is this your first time to be on?
It is.
Okay.
Yay.
Well,
first
welcome.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
And I have to say, I just totally appreciate how well y'all butcher the English language for a joke.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, it's a gift.
Yeah.
It is awesome. It's a gift.
Yeah, let me make up for it. It's much to the chagrin of English teachers. So using a big word right there, did that help sort of provide some balance?
Hey, if it wasn't for the word ain't, we wouldn't have any music.
There's your hashtag. Yeah. Hey, where are you from, Kat? What town there in North Carolina?
Well, I'm in the process this week moving to a little town called Valdez.
Okay.
A beautiful little town, so don't look it up because it's still beautiful and little.
All right. Well, now, if we're looking at North Carolina, like a few bigger cities, where are you near?
So it's right off I-40, and it's between Hickory and Morganton.
Okay.
So it's northwest of Charlotte.
Okay, northwest of Charlotte. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Well, Kat, you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I'd like to do both. I'd like to try that flamingo question, and I was taking everything I've got not to look it up.
Well, here's the question. So I'm glad you're doing it just a little bit of guess and a little bit of deduction there. Here's the question. It's true or false. A flamingo was the original mascot for Trix cereal and was replaced by a rabbit in 1967. Is that true or false?
It's just crazy enough to have to be true.
Kat, it is 100% true.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Used to be a little flamingo.
I was going to say
Way to
no.
go, Kat.
No
yeah,
way.
Nicely done, Kat.
Wow.
Yeah, those marketers in the boardroom, if they say it with enough confidence, people will say, okay, you're right. You know, sales were down. Let's get rid of the flamingo and put a rat, big floppy ear.
So that meeting that day changed destiny.
Yes.
It was one of the top 10 meetings in American history.
And here's the deal. We had a yard sale it's been about 2 weeks ago. And I got rid of my box of Trix with the flamingo on there. And I put it in the same trash pile with that Honus Wagner baseball card. You talk about having some regrets.
And do you have a Porter Wagner album? No? Yes. Okay, we're just about out of time, Kat. Fire away.
So real quick, another marketing question. You might know some North Carolina backstory. There is a wonderful Lance cookie cracker called Nicotes. Are you familiar with those?
I'm not.
Call what now?
Nicotes.
Okay.
N-E-K-O-T.
Okay.
They're like, instead of cheese crackers, they're like a chocolatey sort of cracker with peanut butter inside.
Okay. We're almost out of time, Kat.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask if you knew the story.
Go ahead, real quick.
Well, they printed the labels backwards, and they printed so many of them that they went ahead and used it. They were supposed to be tokens.
Really?
So now
really?
When you see those Nicotes crackers, Lance Nicotes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Bobby, that's a
Hey,
that's
sorry
a
we got to run,
story.
Kat. But we got
yeah, sorry to rush you there.
Thank you so much for that. And Matt from Ohio, we'll get you on next week.
So all right, five rings on the Olympic flag are interlaced. That is true. That's all I had left.
Squab is a baby pigeon. Attila the Hun, Ed?
The Hunnic Empire.
Hunnic Empire. Tim?
Would that be like modern-day China? Attila the Hun?
They were
Mongolia?
West of that. I think they were from Mongolia.
I'm not sure. You have any more?
No, mine have all been answered.
I'm going to be in Oxford, Mississippi, a pregnancy banquet, September the 19th. New Life Cottage in Bonham, Texas, Saturday, September the 21st. Both of those are ticketed. You're invited.
All right.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.